There are so many studies, as well as concrete examples of innovation and best practices in teaching and learning right in our own district. We already know what works. If charters are supposed to serve as innovation laboratories for the rest of LAUSD, why don't I see best practices percolating up and being emulated into neighborhood schools? How will you help spread successful models of innovation?
Well, I appreciate that question. That's been one of my obsessions in my first term. When I was involved at the kind of birth of the charter movement in Los Angeles, it was all about innovation. It was all about making sure that we could take that we could get rid of the shackles of the ed code and the shackles of the bureaucracy of the district and the scripted reading programs and writing programs and do something really, really different that then we could spread. That was incubators for change. That's what the movement was supposed to be about. And we do still have schools that do that, whether it's project-based learning, whether it is different approaches to language acquisition, whether it's Singapore math, you know, all of those things that are happening in our charter schools, somehow we've created firewalls. And I don't blame the charters for this turn that when we turned away at some point within the last 5 or 6 years, we turned away from innovation and collaboration and we turned towards competition. And now what I see and what I tried to address, maybe not in the most graceful way, it was that we have to go back to innovation and sharing the innovation and the things that work that our charter partners have found that works. We need to share that with the district so that every child has an opportunity to access those innovative models. I pushed the superintendent, I've pushed my colleagues, I've pushed the charter community to say, hey, we really have to get back to exporting innovation because it's gotta be about all kids, not just a small group. I'll finish by saying there are innovations that are going on in neighborhood schools. The problem with the culture of this district is it's been traditionally squashed. And so people are doing innovative things, try to hide them.